Just wanted to say today's worship service is truly going to be that. It's going to be a worship and a celebration service. We're going to look back over the summer and just reflect on all that God has done through the Cottonwood family. And you know, personally as a pastor, there are two things I think about when we begin to move towards summer. One is how exhausted we're going to be as a staff and as a church. But then number two, how we're going to see God bless in some amazing ways. And as I look back over the summer, just journeying through the mission team that went to Kenya and the ones that went to Rio Grande and those that went to Baltimore and then our children's camp and our youth camp and our vacation Bible school, man, a lot has happened. And you know, we're told in the gospel, Paul says we always focus on what lies ahead. And you know, that's what we always do at Cottonwood. Most of the time, we're always looking to the next thing. But we're always reminded as well in Scripture that we need to look back. We need to reflect on all the blessings God has given us and delivered us and be grateful for what He has done. And as I just think back, just beginning with Vacation Bible School this year, we had more kids and more leaders at Vacation Bible School than we had ever had before. And then to have the opportunity to go out to Hawaiian Falls and see a line of adults and children lined up, ready to be baptized after following Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Then the very next week, I had the opportunity to get on a plane and fly to youth camp and then see God move. And this year at youth camp, because of what you've done and you're praying for our kids and you're giving and contributing so our youth could go to camp, almost from night one in the worship service, we saw God show up and our kids responded. And then on Sunday morning, we had 27, I believe, young people, 6th to 12th graders, baptized after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And then that's just two of those events that took place this summer. I got to see those, but today we're going to let you celebrate all that God has done through the Cottonwood family in the summer of 2017. It's a time to worship, and it's a time to celebrate. Enjoy today.
Church family, I invite you to have a seat this morning as we reflect on the goodness of the Lord. And I tell you, you'll be able to see many great pictures of what happened throughout this summer. And so in my role here at the church that the Lord has given me, I get to lead out in being the missions pastor. And so I want to just to quickly let you know that God is moving in the hearts of His people here at Cottonwood to go and share the gospel locally, nationally, and internationally. And that's the passion, and that is the main mission of the missions ministry, is to equip the people of God, God's people, to go and to share Jesus Christ across the world. And so we have five different opportunities to actually do that through mission trips. And so this morning, we have some representatives that are going to come and share testimony to you about God's activity in that. So as we prepared for these mission trips, we had three required mission trip training times that God used in a tremendous way, just to prepare our hearts for the mission field. And I just got back from Baltimore, and God is moving. I love that city, and you're going to be able to hear from Laurie LaFawn about that. But first of all, I want to invite Patty Locklear. Patty went with us to Kenya, and so she's going to come, and she's going to share briefly about her experience there at Kenya, and then we'll go down the line. So let's welcome Patty this morning. Okay, everybody?
Good morning, church family. Like you said, my name is Patty Locklear, and I was able to go to Kenya this year, and I feel very blessed that I was able to do that. I would say that, you know, Keith asked me to give a testimony of how God impacted me while we were in Kenya. I would say that most of the impact that God had on my life was more when I got back and reflected on my time in Kenya. We were busy doing ministry and preparing every day for things, so I think when you get back, it's a time to just kind of decompress and kind of see how God was at work. And I would say that the people of Kenya have no greater spiritual need than we do, but they do have a greater physical need because of their poverty that's there. And where I'm self-sufficient, they depend on the God Almighty to provide for them even as much as their daily water needs. In reflecting on our time there, one of the stories I wanted to share with you is we went to Cornerstone Academy, which is the school that's locally there. It serves the Naomi's Village children as well as some of the children in the community. And we shared the gospel with them at their chapel time. After sharing the gospel, we took some time to make the bead bracelets with the kids, and we were sitting in little circles, and I was asking the kids different questions after we had gone through it, and I was saying, what do you like best about Cornerstone? And I expected to hear things like lunch and PE and recess, like our children would normally say. But one of the little boys looked straight in my eyes and he said to me, "I like Cornerstone because I'm cared for." And I thought, what a testimony of the people of God who are working with those students and those children in that community, that that is what's most important to him, that he feels cared for. And just know that, you know, changing a child is when he feels like he belongs somewhere. Another story is, we went to a place called Safe House every day. Well, 3 days. We did VBS there, and it was definitely a place that spoke to my heart. These children come from abusive and neglectful situations, and they're taken out of their homes because of that. We also, the last day was the other day that was impacted with me. We shared the gospel there and did the bead bracelets with the children. And one of the little girls asked me, she's 13, and she says to me, "Can I sing you a song in Swahili?" And I said, "Sure." So she sang me a song in Swahili. And when she was done, I said, "Tell me what that meant in English." And she said, "Well, I sang a song, 'God, hide me from my enemies.'" And then I thought to myself, how often has that child cried out to the Lord? Because her enemies are the people who are supposed to love her and take care of her. And I thought to myself, I have just been praying for that child every day when I've been back. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Patty, you're praying for this child's future, but you haven't thanked me one time for rescuing her out of her misery and out of her situation." And I have just learned to be more grateful to the Lord because of this. And I thank him for what he's done. I'm trusting him for what he's going to do, because I know he's at work in Kenya with the people there. You see great faith there. And our God is good, and he's going to take care of them.
Good morning, Cottonwood. My name is John Wiedemeyer, and this is the fifth time that I've been able to participate in our church's trip to the Dominican Republic. They've become like family to me and to my family, and it's awesome to see God work over the years. This year, we spent much more of our time on street evangelism, so we equipped the 28 Cottonwood members and sent them out every afternoon to share the gospel. And one of the things that we heard quite often was, "Yes, I know, I understand, I know who Jesus is, but not today. Not today, not today, not today." And it could be very frustrating. But the first night we were on the ground, I remember writing in my journal, "God, I need to see you move. Show me you moving this week." And we did. Because a lot of those people who said "not today" each afternoon as we were out sharing the gospel on the streets of Puerto Plata came to church later that night. And many of those people made professions of faith. Many of those people just needed to hear it again, needed to hear it a different way. But God moved, and he moved in a powerful way. One of the things I love the most about going on this trip is the connection that I feel to you guys back home. Every November, we get to pack meals as part of the gift weekend. Well, those are the meals that we hand out. We handed out 400 meals this time. We had an eye clinic. We provided 300 pairs of glasses. And we saw close to 200 professions of faith just during our short time there in the country. And the most powerful thing that I saw was God moving in the lives of our young people. And some of them are here this morning, some of them are not, but you would be incredibly proud if you're a parent of them, or you're a teacher, or you're just a church member, to see the way the Lord has caught the hearts and the minds of our young people and is using them powerfully to share the gospel. Thank you for your love, for your support, and for most of all, for your prayers. God bless you all.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Quillen. I'm sports pastor here at Cottonwood Creek, and I had the great opportunity to be a part of 28 amazing lives that went down to the Rio Grande Valley, where we were able to serve in McAllen and Panitas, Texas. And we had a lot of moving parts in all that we did down there. We served with Buckner International, and we did a lot of things with them. We had a group that was building a home, and actually what they ended up doing was sheetrocking the inside of a home, and the gentleman who his family is receiving that home was in the hospital the entire week with an infection that went down to his bone in his leg. And so our guys had an opportunity when he came home to meet with him, to pray with him, and to serve his family there as they were building in a house. And additionally, we did a sports camp with a partner of Buckner called Flames of Fire, where we were able to go out and partner with another church to do a basketball camp. But here's where God did something incredible. While we were attempting to force a basketball camp in an area, we had no connection with these kids. And God just impressed upon us in this group, John chapter 4, where Jesus was meeting the woman at the well and meeting her where she was at. And so when we took that moment and said, "Let's just meet these kids where they're at," then relationships were formed, conversations were had. We had a gentleman who was able to share the gospel from our team. He shared the gospel for the very first time there and had response. And it was an amazing thing to see the light come on in his eyes to the power of the gospel happen right there in that time. We were able to help set up a marketplace with Buckner so that all of the families that would participate and could earn Buckner dollars would come in and be able to get things like school supplies or clothes or shoes or electronics or things for their home, prepping for Christmas. It was an amazing opportunity there. But then when we did the Children Hunger Fund boxes here, our team was able to take out 11 or 12 boxes and be able to experience the families that receive these. And we were able to experience some incredibly humble families that received the time and effort that we put in here building these boxes to take out into the Rio Grande Valley. One of the things that happened there as we were working with some of the kids who are our translators in the neighborhoods, we saw the place that they played, and it broke our hearts. It broke our hearts because the place that they played was a lot with a rusted out pickup truck. And they said if we played quiet enough that one of the ladies would give them Mexican candy. But to see the smile on their faces, to know that they had something to do, just impressed upon us that our work is big. Our work there in that area is so massive that we have not only through that experience with Children's Hunger Fund, but that we can connect with those communities. We had the great opportunity, as well as connecting with another church there in the Rio Grande Valley, Heritage Baptist Church, where as a team, we were incredibly moved to see a church of 50 or 60 dedicate their summer to 10 mission trips, going to the Yucatan Peninsula, going to Atlanta, going all over the area so that they could, as I quote, make the name of Jesus known. We got to meet a pastor who, because of an experience, a tragic accident, should be dead, realized that he has only so many days to be able to share Jesus, and he has got that fire in his church as well. And we were able to lead a vacation Bible school there with Heritage, where we saw three kids come to faith in Christ. It was an incredible experience, and it seems local. It's the state of Texas. This is our place. But the need is so great. The passion is so real for the need of people down there to meet Jesus and to be able to build relationships. And we're happy to be able to connect with those groups down there to make an impact. So thank you for your support. Thank you for taking time to pack those boxes, because they are making an incredible difference for those pastors to go out and build relationships with families there in South Texas.
Good morning. My name is Laurie LaFon, and I had the incredible privilege to attend the Baltimore mission trip. We just got back Saturday or Friday. I don't even know what day it is. So honestly, I'm still decompressing and processing all of the amazing things that God did. I've had the incredible privilege to have gone with my family on this mission trip. This is our third year, and God never ceases to amaze me with what he's doing, not only there, but what he does in our hearts afterward, which is, of course, not the reason we go, but just this amazing byproduct of what happens. So while we were there this year, we support three church plants there as part of the Send City campaign through the North American Mission Board. And one of the ones we worked with was Captivate in Baltimore. This is an unbelievably violent area, not far from where the riots occurred in Baltimore, where violence, literally bullets flying every day, a lot of drugs, and the kids do not feel safe. And so honestly, we were able to provide just a sanctuary for these kids to come in, and a summer camp for an entire week where they can go in and feel safe and feel loved on. And we're able to share with them, this is what God's love looks like. It doesn't look like what you're experiencing on the street. And we just loved on each and every one of those kids. You know, it's pretty amazing because God is moving in that city. He is absolutely moving. He is bringing hope to a hope, what would appear from the world standpoint to be a hopeless situation. The missionary that's there has been in this city for 7 years, and with our help as a support from a church, and certainly with the mission teams that come every summer to provide summer camp that would not all otherwise be held, they're starting to see kids graduate from high school. These kids don't graduate. The graduation percentage is like 25%. And One story that really stands up in my mind is this little boy named James. We've seen James the last couple of summers, so in a way, we've kind of got to watch him grow up a little bit. And James is going into sixth grade, and James's story is that his father is in jail for murder. He feels like he has to steal to help support his family. He's got a very tough exterior, and so he was kind of a discipline problem. But inside, there's just this scared little boy. And James impressed everybody on our team. And the really cool thing is that by the end of the week, when we were able to share the gospel, and we try to do it in a lot of different forms because you never know what's going to reach a kid. And when we had that opportunity to pray to receive Christ, he did. And as far as my knowledge is aware, that was the first time. And we genuinely saw a light in James that wasn't there before. And he was happy and excited and smiling. And we're just, again, I'm just praying that God continues to water those seeds and he continues to grow. But one of the things that, as I've been decompressing, I feel like God's really put in my heart is the fact that, you know, in modern day church, we tend to measure success by the numbers. And while there's certainly a place for that, we want to make sure what we're doing is effective. It also impressed on me that Jesus said I'd leave the 99 to go minister to the one. And I feel like that's what we're doing. It's not huge numbers, but we're ministering one child at a time. And over It's a marathon, not a sprint. And over time, those children are going to continue, if we stay consistent and diligent, to grow up to be changed and life changers in their community. So anyhow, it's an incredible thing that he's doing there. The second thing I wanted to leave you with, as I mentioned, this is the third year we've gotten to go. And I will tell you, again, not the reason we go, but just this incredible work that God has done in our family. We've taken our entire family the last 2 years, and then this year was just one of my daughters and I. But I would say this has been the most impactful thing that we've ever done as a family. And so I would just challenge you, if this is something that you've even possibly remotely considered, answer the call, step forward and go, and he will provide. And on that note, I will tell you that, you know, we're all commanded to fulfill the Great Commission. Some are called to go, others are called to send, but we're all called to do something. And so I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, you know, on behalf of all of these mission teams. We could not go, we could not do what we do were it not for the support of our church family, prayerfully and financially. And we just want to say thank you.
As a part of our going, we see many missionaries leave from us as a church family. And so I'm very excited as we continue this time of just sharing and reflecting on what God has done to invite Bo Landers to come up and share a story of a couple in our church that God is moving in their lives as well. So Bo's going to come, and we just invite them to come to the front and for this time of commissioning right now.
Thanks, Keith. Man, to echo what Lori was just saying, we all have a call. That's what Jesus left us with, the Great Commission. And so I'm going to welcome Matt and Patty Schoenhoff up to join me on the stage. And we have a kind of a special time just this morning, just for the next few minutes. Just want to talk with and to and for everyone, just kind of be informed of what's going on in Matt and Patty's life. So I got connected with them really specifically about 6 months ago. I've been seeing their name on one of our Life Group at Home rosters for a while. But then Dennis Full called me and he's like, hey, I've got a couple and they have recently sold their business and they're looking to go to the mission field. Can you talk to them? As a pastor, that's an incredible that you don't have to coerce somebody at that point. You don't have to try and tell them about their calling. It's like just coming alongside and affirming what God is already doing in their life. And so as I talked with them, I just began to hear their story. And so for Matt, I kind of asked him the question, what has brought you to this point of just going? Going to where God has called you, and through basically the loss of your father, through a tragic death of a best friend, through having and surviving cancer, the Lord had just over and over again, among some other things, over and over again, just worked in your life to get to the point ultimately where he cried out to God. And God just kind of said, hey, look, this is, I've got another place for you. began to open some doors. And so they will be leaving here in just a couple weeks. Two weeks. They're going to be leaving to go onto the mission field into Prague in the Czech Republic and kind of, I found out, more Eastern Europe as they began to develop connections. And so I wanted to, guys, can you all tell us a little bit about what some of the stuff you're going to be doing there?
Okay, well, first of all, I've partnered with a Christian organization called Teach Beyond, and they send teachers and their administrators and different support staff to different schools in different parts of the world, and these are all volunteers who go and do this. Our mission is to transform lives through education, evangelism, and discipleship. And I've actually been placed in a school, it's an international school in Prague, where I'll be teaching middle school. But that's what I did here in Texas. So it's a great opportunity for me to be able to spend time with those kids. And then I'll let you.
Yeah, and recently we just returned from a short-term mission trip where we served at a English language camp. And it was a great experience for us. And this was over in Eastern Europe. We saw 11 people got saved. Many, many more were questioning, had questions about Christ. And God really moved in that time for me as well. Bo mentioned making connections. I was able to make some contacts with a lot of local missionaries from several different companies. Countries.
Still in that business mode.
So several different countries, which has kind of opened doors for me. I anticipated going over and just serving in alongside a lot of local missionaries in the Czech Republic. But that's opened doors now also to Poland and Belarus and some other locations, to work specifically with adults and youth in discipleship and evangelism. So for us, this trip that we just took was great confirmation that this is the part of the world that we're being called to serve.
Absolutely. And thanks for sharing, guys. And what's interesting, right, when they came to, I was like, well, what about kids? Well, they're out of the house. Well, what about your job? Well, we sold my business. So they kept saying over and over again, they were just in a place to go. And so there's a few things that as we look at commissioning these guys this morning, they've asked to pray for. A couple of those things is obviously wisdom and discernment, just as they find everything from living arrangements to future partnerships and what's going to be developed there. For safety, as well as health. And so hopefully we're going to be shooting a video with them this week. You'll be seeing that more in the next coming months to talk a little bit more about just the crazy story, especially with Matt's health and what's gone on through that process and where God just kind of come along and said, hey, this is something I can fix. Not only am I the great physician, I'm also still calling you to the great commission. And finally, if you guys would like to connect with Matt and Patty, they're going to be out right kind of by the missions wall. I know we got a lot going on out there, but they have some prayer cards. They have an email list. They have some other ways that you can support them. They're going to be just right outside, just at a little table out there. Connect with them after church because they just have an incredible heart. Now I'm going to pray over them, and I want to pray as a church. I want to pray Matthew 28 just kind of over them during this time. So if you would bow your heads and just pray as we commission them out, and also just to thank the Lord for the missions that he's done in our church this summer. Lord, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your gospel that moves in us, that convicts us, that gets us to the point to where we give up everything that this world holds dear, to the point to where we say that's not enough, that you are enough. God, I thank you for all the testimonies that we've heard just on the mission field this summer, just through our church, God. And now I thank you for Matt and Patty, just for their willingness to give up everything. God, as we just commission them and commission them well now, Lord, we pray Matthew 28 over them, that you, having all authority, have given them the power to do your work, that you have called them to go and they are going. They're going to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and they're going to teach your children to obey everything that you've commanded. Lord, and most importantly, that you will not leave them or forsake them, that you'll be with them. And so we as a church commission them. We stand here, we pray for them. We make a promise to pray for them and to support them in any way that we can. Lord, I thank you for their lives. I thank you for your call on our lives to go to the nations. It's in your Son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
My name is Chase Durham. I'm the high school minister here at Cottonwood. And the Lord has been doing such incredible things with our students, and even John Wiedemeyer testified to that earlier this service. And he is calling sin to light. He's saving. He's encouraging them to be baptized. He's growing them in their faith. I mean, the Lord is just doing incredible things. And so I know you guys hear that from us all of the time. And so that's one of the reasons that I want some of my students to share what the Lord has been doing through our student ministry and in their own personal life. So first up, I have Mitchell Tyler, who's going to come share with you guys.
I'm Mitchell Tyler, and I'm going to be talking about theology. And it's an opportunity I love because I get to come in every Sunday, and in the summer we come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we just get to have a great time to dive into the Word and dive into just really great concepts. I love how the classroom is set up on Sundays. We usually, Chase will ask a question, and then everyone will try to kind of figure everything out and as we understand it, I guess, and usually won't use Scripture, which is the problem, but then Chase will kind of come in and prove everyone wrong, but he'll back it up with Scripture. And the thing I love about that is it teaches us the responsibility of studying the Word, of understanding these concepts backed up with Scripture, because if it's on our understanding, there's a great chance it's not true because we don't know what God knows. God's shown us what's in the Bible and Scripture. That's one great lesson I've learned from theology is always back everything up with Scripture. And another great thing about it is that we get to go into really deep concepts that a lot of times people don't really understand. You know, words that are kind of scary, like predestination or like the Trinity, just really deep, complicated concepts. We just get to understand those. We get to talk about it. We get to make what we can of it, I guess, so that we have a deeper understanding. And that's our responsibility as believers. If we live by this faith, if we say that this is the controlling thing in our life, then we need to know everything about it that we can. And I love doing that in theology. And what Chase always says, what we always kind of mumble at the beginning and end of classes, the more that we study God, the more that we will end up loving God, the more that we love God, the more we glorify Him. And I just love that opportunity every Sunday, knowing that growing in knowledge grows in God's glory. And as we know, everything is for God's glory, but I just love that opportunity every Sunday and in the summer on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's a great thing. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Abby DeLozier. I'll be a senior at McKinney Boyd High School. I'm here to talk about Crete games this morning. Crete games happened every Wednesday night, and it was a great time to play games and fellowship with one another. I had the pleasure of being on the great team of Albania this year. We had about 40 to 50 people on our team each week, and we ended up getting that dub in the end. And so the Crete games was set up, and we were given points by bringing Bibles, attendance, team spirit, and of course winning the game. But Crete games was a little different this year. We usually do colors for our teams, but this year we did countries. But the countries were given by each of our Crete staff by the missionaries. We have Cottonwood missionaries currently serving in all the countries that were given, and my missionaries are Jim and Missy Netherly in Albania. And every week before the games, we would pray for them and pray for their safety and pray that they would just reach who God wanted them to reach. So, and at the end of the night, Chase, Jake, Leon, or Caleb preached, and some of their topics we talked about. Thank you. Some of our topics we talked about was my identity in Christ, putting the Lord's relationship above others, and confessing our sin. And this just gave us a great time because we got to invite our friends, and yes, they got to play games, but also we got to let them hear the gospel, and that was the whole point for doing this. We had our most people we've ever had at Crete Games this year, averaging about 200 people per week, and that was just great. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Kate Barkey. I'm going to be a senior at Allen, and I'm here to talk to you about my personal camp experience. Before I tell you about camp, I'm going to give you a little background on me. I grew up in this church. I was saved and baptized at the age of 8. My brother and sister also went to this church. They were very active in the youth ministry, so coming into the youth ministry, the pastors kind of knew who I were just because of the family I came from. So hopping from that to camp, I've gone to camp for as long as I can remember. To me, this was same camp, different summer. It was the first night, and I really didn't think it was all that important. We were sitting in the back of this really hot room, listening to John Mark, and I was zoning in and zoning out. And he caught my attention when he started talking about the triumphal procession of Jesus Christ, which for time's sake, I'm gonna tell you he's talking about a parade. And he was explaining to the believers in the room what your role was in this parade, and just explaining, you know, where you were and personally, like where you were at. And it was in that moment that I realized I wasn't a believer, and thankfully I got saved that night. thank you. Going back and talking to a mentor was actually horrifying for me, just because, like I said previously, I got saved at 8, and so all the girls that I had been with for 9 or 10 years had thought I was a believer, and my brother and sister and my family, and so saying this now at 17 was really scary. I was really afraid that they were going to be confused and just disappointed that I had kind of led this fake life for so long, but that was the farthest thing that had happened. That was the enemy. I just had so much love poured out over me that night. I had tears and hugs, and it just wasn't their love. It was the Lord's love, and that was the best feeling in the world. And like I said, that was the first night, and I was not the only person to be saved on the first night. There were many more that night and many more throughout the week, and so I just felt that it was really important to not come up here and tell you about the games and the night activities that we did, even though that was fun. The gospel moved, and it was so thick and tangible, and sending your kid, if you have a kid, to camp will change your lives. I'm one girl with one story out of 27 people that got saved, and so it's just, it was an amazing thing, and I'm glad I got to share it with you, so thank you.
Good morning, Cottonwood. I'm Dave Marsh, a children's pastor, and I am just so blessed to be part of the ministry here at Cottonwood with all of you and all the ones you've heard up here. It's amazing to me this summer. This is our fourth summer here, and we just understand and sense that God has done something extra special this summer here, as we look out both from the youth ministry and the children's ministry and the missions ministry, all part of missions. We're all on the missions field, and all of you that have given and served and loved on others, it's just been a tremendous year as we look back and reflect on this summer. And so we've had in children's ministry, 35 kiddos have been baptized this summer. It's just a tremendous testimony of what God is doing. I love where Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father draws them. God is drawing so many people to him in this community, and it's our job to reach them, and you're doing that. And through children's ministry, it's just a tremendous and overwhelming thing that God is doing. We took 100 kiddos and plus with staff and volunteers to camp, to summer camp down in Glen Rose for a very hot week. And it's just amazing what God did there. 4 kiddos came to Christ, many more committed to be baptized. And there were a couple there, there were a handful that were unchurched. Just an opportunity for families and kiddos to invite their friends, their unchurched friends, to come to camp. And it is amazing to me how many children, how many families have no experience in church. We take many of those things for granted. They don't know anything about Christ. Some of the kids were asking, why is it that you sing songs? Why are we singing these songs? Why do you have this quiet time with the Bible? What are you doing that for? And so just some of the basic things that we take for granted. And a seed is planted, the Word of God is put in their hearts, and that will never, never be taken away from them. And who knows what God will do with that in the future. On Wednesdays, we've had a very healthy and awesome group of interns in children's ministry this year. So on Wednesdays, our interns have been going to parks. We call it Wild Wednesday. And we've seen families who've been reached and come. Some are here this morning as a result of that. Just our kids going out, families, not just our interns, but some of you have gone out to those parks on Wednesdays and just hanging out with kids. kids and being a light and sharing the gospel and inviting them to come and be part of what God is doing here at Cottonwood. And so Vacation Bible School is always a big deal here at Cottonwood. We had over 1,400 children. We had more than we've ever had. I don't know how we keep saying that every year because there's no room to put more kids in here, but we had more kids attend this year than we ever had. Over 500 of you served in here, and over 140 children came to Christ that week. That week also, yeah, God is good. God is so good. And then that Thursday, we had 23 baptisms, two families. That included two families who came to be baptized at Hawaiian Falls when we all go out there. And you've heard this story that week. We told this story, but as we're baptizing there, one of the lifeguards at Hawaiian Falls asked, "Can I be baptized? Can I take part in that and dedicate and give my life to Christ?" She was sprinkled as a child, but she understood that that she needed to make that decision on her own, so she was baptized. And then just two tremendous stories. Boy, the stories are too many to recount. We have one young boy here. We have a family, a grandma and an aunt who have come together to help bring up a young lad here, and he just came to Christ at Vacation Bible School in such a tremendous way, in such a troubled background, and he just didn't even know if God could forgive him because of the things that had gone on in his life and in his home through abuse. We take the gospel for granted here, and God is drawing children to himself. I have another one here from a foster family who wrote this card to the children's ministry, to all of you. A couple years ago, we as a church decided that we were going to give away Vacation Bible School. We weren't going to charge for the cost, and it costs a lot to put on Vacation Bible School. You also decided a couple years ago to give away Fall Festival as well as an opportunity to reach families. Here's one of the families you reached by giving Vacation Bible School away. "Thank you for providing Vacation Bible School as a free event to the community. We are members of another church in the area, but live in Allen and appreciate a closer option for VBS and Awana. Our 6-year-old foster son was one of the kids who prayed to receive Christ at Vacation Bible School. He has now the hope that whether he stays with us forever or returns to a very hard biological family, he has Christ with him forever. We will always remember the impact Vacation Bible School has had on his life." And that's you giving away Vacation Bible School, giving away Fall Festival, and not only giving it away, but coming and serving and reaching children. Jesus said, "You're the light of the world." You and I, this church is the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. Boy, Jesus has put Cottonwood on a hill here in this community to reach children, to reach families. And I'm so grateful for all of you that you're willing to do that. Luke 12:48 says, "From the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Boy, this summer has been great, but much more now is required of us and will be asked as we reach even more. I looked at the numbers this time last year. We're up 7% in our children's ministry from last year. God is asking much more from those who have been entrusted much. I know the youth ministry looked at the same. I think they're up 17% from last year. God has entrusted you with much, and he's asking you to do much more. I am so blessed to be part of the ministry with you and being part of the light here in Collin County. God bless.
Well, church family, as we draw our time to a close here this morning, I love what Zane articulated, that God has been on display. God has been on display for the past hour, and you've seen his work do tremendous things. Let me hone in on a word: transformed. It's through the power of God, through the Holy Spirit, that true transformation can happen. It's through the power of God that happens. And as we see through this past summer, and as we're going to go through the fall, as school's about to kick up here in a couple of weeks, that God is on display. And God's going to continue to work. But for us to pause and to reflect is so good for us. And so this is our time to respond, church family. Respond to what he's done, especially to those who have participated in all of these activities, whether you were serving in Vacation Bible School, whether you were going on camp, maybe it was children's, whatever it was, you were able to participate in a great way. And there's a verse, 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 18, that really speaks about how God has transformed us. And I don't know if you can look on with me at the screen or if you want to take your Bibles, but 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 and 18. And this is what it says. It says, "But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, that the veil is taken away." You understand that concept, the veil. So no longer are they blinded. The veil is taken away. "Now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is freedom." Amen. There is freedom in that. "And then we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into the likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." So we see that hearts are being transformed and hearts are reflecting the glory of the Lord that comes through the power of the Lord in our lives. And we've experienced that freedom. And this is truly church family. This is truly worth celebrating today. So as we close and we respond, there's a couple of things that I would like for us to really hone in on. What testimony was it that really struck you to the core? What did God and through the Holy Spirit prompt you to respond by listening to those testimonies today? If you participated on one of those mission trips, if you participated in Vacation Bible School or camp, maybe you were able to be able just to do Reach Ministry, Awana, whatever it might be, I invite you to take that experience and to grow from that experience. So that's my first challenge for you. Whatever God spoke to you with participating in anything that we were just able to share with, don't forget that time. Grow with that and grow in your faith. The second thing is this. For us as a church body, all of us, hearing my voice today, realize that getting involved in God's activity is very vital to growing in your faith. Don't be on the sidelines. Be in the game. It's a great illustration. If God has prompted, as Lori LaFon said, to go on mission, go on mission. If there's an opportunity to serve at Fun with the Sun in a couple of weeks, go serve at Fun with the Sun. Get involved in the game because that's where our faith is put into action. So celebrate with what God has. We have a Creek guide every week that is filled with opportunities to get involved. Get in the game. Allow your faith to be put into action. And the last thing is this. That we would leave this place encouraged, knowing that God is moving and that the gospel, the transforming power of the gospel, is going to be spread throughout the world, locally, nationally, and internationally. And so let us as a church family, let us commit to sharing the love of Jesus by loving others and loving God. And so as we end our time, we chose a song that says, "Our God is greater, our God is stronger, our God is higher than anything," as we trust him. But has God prompted you as we sing this song to respond? We're going to have a prayer team up front. We're going to have a time of you truly singing from within your core the greatness of who God is. God is on display. God's word has been spoken today. Have you ever been transformed by the power of God in your life? Have you walked through your life maybe as Katie and just kind of gone through the motions, but then you come to the point where saying, "You know what? I need to know Jesus Christ as my Savior." Then today is your day. So I'm going to invite our altar team to come to the front for prayer. The altar is also open for you if you want to come and pray, but we're going to close out our time by singing "Our God." So let's stand together. Lord, thank you for our time today. Thank you for your movement in this place that you've been on display. In the next couple of minutes, just speak to our hearts as we respond to you. And we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.